It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters, and our guest this week is Emma Gusick. She is the other ambassador involved in the Nebraska Wheat Board's program. And Emma, last week we got to hear from your partner in crime with the program, this week catching up with you to learn more about your experience this far. And so let's first get a little bit of background from you, and maybe what drove you to become involved in the Nebraska Wheat Board's ambassador program.
Growing up, I was involved in FFA and 4-H in high school a lot, and then coming to UNL, I am majoring in agriculture education and ag business, and I have just been very involved in the agriculture industry and mentorship programs. And back home, I grew up a lot around corn and soybeans and cattle, but not so much wheat. There were some here and there where I was from, but not a lot. So when I saw this opportunity through our UNL email announcements, I talked to Jenny, who's one of my really good friends, into applying. So we both applied for it just so we could make ourselves more well-rounded, knowing about other areas in the wheat industry and just agriculture in general.
Now, I know one particular part of your involvement in the program is a project that you've taken on. Tell us more about that.
Yes, throughout the school year of this ambassadorship, I have to do a project by myself, which I might get help from both Jenny and Sarah and Royce. And my project for the year, I kind of changed it up a little bit at the beginning, but I'm starting to do a weekly podcast that we post to our Facebook pages and then Twitter, and we're working on getting it onto our Nebraska Wheat website. And with that podcast, the first couple of weeks, I've just had Jenny and Sarah to talk with and interview throughout the podcast, but throughout the process, I plan on each week talking to somebody different in the wheat industry, whether that's a wheat breeder, somebody at a cooperative, a mill, a bakery, the list goes on and on, just to cover different areas of the process of wheat and what it does for producers and consumers.
So you've certainly had some pretty neat opportunities and experiences up to this point. Tell us more about what you're looking forward to or highlights that you are excited about as you move into the remainder of your program.
One of the requirements for our ambassadorship is working in the office 4 to 8 hours a week. And I think that is really beneficial to us just because it gives us some time to focus on our wheat project and other assignments to do for the ambassadorship. And the first couple of weeks that I was in the office is when I kind of made myself learn about wheat and the whole process and to get me started on my project. I'm really looking forward to our next meeting. We have 4 meetings throughout the year, and Jenny and I get to plan 2 of them. And next week our next meeting, we're hoping to have somebody either come in to speak, or we're going to go and visit somewhere, like a bakery or a mill, if we can get into there. And so I'm looking forward to take charge and start planning that here soon.
Thanks so much, Emma Gusick, our guest again this week. She is an ambassador with the Nebraska Wheat Board. That's been this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.